next to the courts where a former Garda who impersonated a female colleague online and encouraged strangers to come to her house to rape her and her young daughters has been jailed for 7 years. 39-year-old Shane Flanagan, with an address in Ennis in County Clare, resigned from the force earlier this year. For more, we can talk to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, tell us about Shane Flanagan. What did he do?
Well, Shane Flanagan and the woman who was a victim of these crimes and her daughters, they were both Gardaí. They served together. They socialised with other Gardaí who were around the same age. He knew her family. He'd gone with her daughters to GA matches, for example. But they didn't have any kind of relationship. They had no sexual or romantic relationship. They were just good friends. Now, unbeknownst to her, he set up a profile on a Canadian-based website. This website allows people to interact with each other about sexual fetishes. And it has a subgroup called CNC, or consensual non-consent, and this is where people give advanced consent to others to come to their homes or somewhere else to rape them. He set up a profile pretending to be this woman, his friend, using real photographs of her, using information about her. He also set up a fake Facebook account. And two men he was in contact with were identified by Gardaí and provided statements. Some weren't identified, some were identified but didn't give statements. And some of them lived abroad but intended to travel over to Ireland to meet this woman, as they believed. Others lived in Ireland and lived near the town where the woman was based. And Shane Flanagan pleaded guilty to two counts of incitement to rape, six counts of endangerment and a count of possessing what's known under law as child pornography.
How did all of this come to light?
We heard during the sentencing hearing at the end of last month that one of the men believed the woman was fully consenting to him coming to her home to rape her, and they were in the advanced stages of making arrangements for this. He had discussed logistics with this fake profile, including if she would go on the pill or not, and he decided to then contact her through her real Facebook profile to satisfy himself further that she was consenting, and it was only then that he discovered that she knew nothing about this. Now, she then set up a profile on this website pretending to be a man, and it was at that stage that she discovered the extent of the information that was being put out there about her and about her family. There was a Garda investigation, and Shane Flanagan was linked to the offences through his phone number, through details on the account. They searched his home, they seized devices. They found 700 images of the woman, 219 of which had been digitally altered to show her in various positions, gagged, bound, naked or prepared to be cooked, because the court heard details of conversations Flanagan was having online which were extraordinarily detailed, graphic and disturbing. And during these conversations, amongst other things, he had discussed cannibal scenarios in relation to killing and cooking the woman and her daughters. He sent the men he was talking to genuine photographs of the family. He discussed giving sleeping tablets to the teenagers. He sent screenshots of the woman's running route from a running app. He sent her air code. He sent Google Street View pictures of her house. And the woman was in shock when it was revealed that Flanagan was responsible. And she told the court that he had betrayed her, that he was pretending to be a trusted colleague and friend while he was planning for men to find her and her daughters and carry out acts of unspeakable violence.
He was sentenced today by Ms. Justice Eileen Creedon. What did she say?
Well, she said Flanagan had been claiming or had maintained that all of this was just harmless role play, but he had provided genuine details, including the woman's air code, to these men. She said the conversations online were extremely graphic and disturbing, that they had a profound impact on his victims. He'd shared intimate details, she said, of the three women in the dangerous arena of this fetish website, and he'd placed all three in real physical danger. She said their fear and disquiet endured, coupled with a sense of deep betrayal. They were traumatised. She spoke about the fact that in the probation report, it showed that he had prioritised his own needs over the needs of others and that he'd engaged in distorted thinking to try and continue this offending. And she said it wasn't a short lapse of judgment. These offences had gone on from November 2018 to January 2021. They were cold, calculated, motivated by satisfying his own sexual interests with a breathtaking disregard for the safety of the woman. And she said, as a Garda, he would have been more aware, more alive to the dangers that were out there. The offences, the incitement to rape offences, have a maximum potential sentence of life in prison. Now, she set a headline sentence of 10 years. She then took into account mitigating factors such as Flanagan's guilty plea, his written letter of apology, the fact that as a former Garda, jail would be more onerous for him. And she sentenced him to 8 years in prison but suspended the final year. And she also imposed concurrent sentences for the other offences. Now, at the end, his defence counsel, Breffni Gordon, told the court that he had been quite distressed since he had first gone into custody at the end of June, and the judge, as a result of this, recommended that he receive appropriate psychiatric care in prison.
Orla, thank you. That was our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. And if you've been affected by the issues raised during that report, you can call the Rape Crisis Headline. It's open 24 hours a day. The number is 1800 77 88 88. That's 1800 77 88 88. Or further support is available via the RTE website. The address there, rte.ie/helplines.